storm chaser from Norman, Oklahoma, formerly of Lansing. Good evening, Ben. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Are you chasing this evening?
Oh, no. The storm ended up not firing this afternoon, and so I'm going to take a nice leisurely afternoon off here.
Well, this is about the first break you've had in a very long time, isn't it?
Yeah, yesterday and today are the first days I've not been out chasing, and I don't even remember how long.
Yeah, I was going to say it's been such a crazy week, or a few weeks, actually. Have you ever seen a season like this?
No, I haven't seen a season like this, especially with all the tornado deaths. I never thought I would see a season like this. It's kind of really been unfortunate.
Well, and I was interested. I'm on your website right now, which is MichiganStormChaser.com. All of it spelled out, Michigan spelled out. And I just looked at the amazing video you took on the 24th, 3 days ago, at Chickasha, Oklahoma, of a wedge tornado. And it reminded me, the heading you had over that video reminded me kind of what you just said. You talked about, the unfortunate and tragic loss of life. But I'm interested when you put on there that you had intercepted this tornado, one of the most beautiful and intense tornadoes of your life. And I watched the video, Ben, and it is striking and awe-inspiring, isn't it?
Yeah, the contrast on that tornado was incredible. And it was probably the most intense footage I've ever shot, the most intense tornado I've ever seen. I know they've been still doing damage surveys out there, and some of the pictures I saw included a house that was completely wiped clean off of the slab and cars thrown over 300 yards. So it was definitely probably one of the most powerful tornadoes I've seen or probably ever will see.
And this was the one this week, and of course we're still reeling from looking at the tornadoes from Joplin on Sunday night, and that damage as well. It doesn't look like a tornado; it looks like a bomb went off.
Yeah, oh, I agree. That was probably about the first thing I thought when I rolled into Joplin on Sunday. I mean, the destruction there was just absolutely incredible. You know, and I didn't even see the worst parts of the city, the downtown, what's known as Rangeline Road, where all their commercial districts were. I hear that area is just absolutely completely wiped out.
And I guess when we were looking at the video in front of me on the screen at the Chickasha, the wedge tornado, and that's an important piece of this in terms of damage. Or please correct me if I'm wrong. These wedge tornadoes, are they the ones that are traditionally larger at the bottom?
Yeah, the term wedge tornado is just a tornado that's wider than it is tall. And obviously, and in the video, you can see that. I mean, traditionally, those have always been the ones that are the most destructive and usually the most intense, just because the amount of energy needed to make a wind field that big is really great. Obviously, you know, watching that video, you can tell that tornado is just very, very, very strong. And it wouldn't surprise me to see if they rate it as high as it goes in EF5. You know, they're still out right now on the rating. It's at least an EF4 is what the rating is on it right now. And, you know, we'll see what the final rating on that is.
It seems as I've been watching coverage and kind of trying to keep track of all of this, the problem with these most recent storms, Joplin and Oklahoma this week, is not only the size of the tornado, but the length of time it's staying on the ground instead of hopping.
Well, the Joplin tornado wasn't so much. I believe the path length on that was under 10 miles, I know it was under 20 miles, which is, you know, pretty typical for a strong tornado. But these paths here in Oklahoma, I think one of them was somewhere around 75 miles long. And yeah, they have to go out and survey the damage throughout the entire path. And, you know, they've only got a few people that do that kind of thing. And you know, they've been really busy. And I guess even just the number of tornadoes here has kept them, you know, pretty busy. I think we had 8 or 9 tornadoes just in the Oklahoma City area alone.
There's a TV here in the studio that I'm in, and I had it on without the sound on Tuesday night and was watching, and I'm watching graphics come up and I'm telling me and looking, and they're pinpointing, you know, 6 or 7 tornadoes at one time on the ground, and it was hard for me to believe.
Oh, yeah, it was really hard for me to believe as well. I know the Chickasha storm I was on, I was following that tornado, and there was one just to my east on another storm. And that one was actually heading straight from my apartment in Norman, and it ended up dissipating about 2 miles due south of my apartment. And at the end of the track, it was actually moving due north. So if it stayed on the ground, it would have hit my apartment.
And that's the one that you had underneath the one I was talking about, the Chickasha one. It said, and then I turned another direction, and you have video of yet the other tornado.
Yeah, that was, I believe that ended up being off the same storm, but it was a little bit later in its life cycle. You know, I kept up with the storm. After Chickasha, I kept up with the storm to its east and managed to east of Oklahoma City. For people here not familiar with it, Chickasha is west of, or southwest of Oklahoma City, and Shawnee, which is where I intercepted the other one, was east of Oklahoma City. And I stayed up with that storm and basically got on the interstate as it was crossing and drove almost right up to the tornado crossing the interstate. There's famous chopper footage out there already of the tornado hitting a semi-truck, and it's the same tornado. I'm just down on the freeway driving at it, and some of the debris from that truck actually flew up in the air, and you can hear it in my video bouncing off my truck, and I found some debris in a little bit afterwards. I went and filled up, and there was still some debris in the bed of my truck, but that has since blown out.
It's amazing. I'm looking now at some storm totals from the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center in Norman as of 4 o'clock your time, which is an hour behind us today. And they're talking about preliminary reports, which I guess that means they haven't been made official yet. Is that
Yeah. What that means is sometimes people will send in the reports of a tornado, and you may get 3 or 4 reports of a tornado. It may just be one, and it's until they go and do the actual damage surveys when they determine the full number of tornadoes.
But they're talking in here just for the month of April, 875 preliminary for the month of April and 292 in May so far.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And you know, you have to think too, just in May, the first 2 weeks really were pretty quiet weather-wise, so we've put the 300 tornadoes on there in, you know, just the past week and a half or so.
What do things look like coming up here? I'm always fascinated when, you know, how you folks, storm chasers, know where to be heading next. I follow you on Facebook and Twitter. I'm always fascinated by that, is where you're heading next.
Well, it looks like today there was obviously conditional risk here in Oklahoma. That just didn't end up panning out. The cap held, which is basically a warm layer of air above the surface, which prevents warm air from rising and keeps thunderstorms from developing. But the next couple days looks like what we call a zonal pattern. It's a little bit harder to predict, you know, tornadoes and storms, but usually somewhat conductive to at least severe thunderstorms, anywhere from, you know, eastern Colorado all the way through, you know, the Midwest, including Michigan and Ohio and Indiana. Last year, it was the same type of pattern that produced the tornadoes down near Dundee and Battle Creek on early June.
We're obviously in tornado season right now. Please tell us when it ends.
Michigan's had tornadoes as late as, I'm thinking actually November.
Yeah.
But usually around Halloween is the end of it, starting usually either last month or early this month.
So we're just in it and to ride it out.
Fortunately, you know, at least there's not usually as strong a tornadoes as we've had down here. you know, obviously it still can happen, and you know, tornado warnings are something to take, you know, importantly, but the chances of a very significant tornado outbreak like we had in Oklahoma are pretty low.
Well, it's incredible. I want to remind people again, if you want to see some of the video we've been talking about, it's up now on Ben Holcomb's webpage. It's at MichiganStormChaser.com, and Michigan is spelled out. Also, can get DVDs of his first 3 years of chasing storms. It's all incredible. Ben, as always, thank you for your insight onto everything that's gone on with this weather. I appreciate it so much. You've taken some time, and have a well-deserved rest for a couple of days, I hope.
Well, thank you, and yeah, hopefully, it looks like, you know, things will be quiet at least until Monday for me.
Well, we hope so for so many reasons. Thank you so much. Have a great holiday weekend.
All right, you too.